Hello and welcome to your online nidra practice. Take some time, take all the time to allow yourself to arrive to your space, to this practice, to yourself. Allow being where you are and how you are, even who you are, to be enough. I invite you to explore finding a position that feels supportive and fully accessible in your body. You may choose to prop up the body, cover the body, close your eyes, or maybe you start by keeping them open with a soft, slow, sweet gaze. Take some time to really get yourself as comfortable as possible. Find length and groundedness through the spine. Space woven through jaw, inside of the mouth, between the earlobes and the shoulders. Space through the heart, the belly, between the toes as they flop out to the sides. Feel symmetrical, supported, warm, and at ease. On your next exhale, imagine all of the stress, strain, worry, grip, tightness, clench, dissolving, descending, dropping down and out through the soles of the feet. Keep going in this way, the inhale, an opportunity to explore, to scan, to pick up and catch any of those areas of grip. And every exhale, they wash down, it's carried through the body, down and out the soles of the feet. As you scan, notice. Maybe you defurrow the brows, exhale. Unclench, unhinge the jaw, exhale. Soften the tongue, smooth out the face, let the skull be heavy, the arms heavy, the heart open, the belly soft. Release grip through the glutes. The legs root down and almost fall out slightly from the center. Exhale, more ease. Exhale, even more ease. As always, for today's session, you may follow along with any guidance that feels in alignment with you. Or at some point in the practice, who knows, you might choose to veer off and follow your own inner guidance. So that might include moving your awareness deeper into the body. Maybe you move the awareness away from the body and out into your space. Maybe you're working with a grounding object, something you personally find to be supported, a stone in your hand, on your forehead or your belly, a teddy bear, a letter, something that means something that can contribute its energy to the space. Maybe it grounds you if and when you need it. Don't question anything that your mind is picking up on right now. You are your own greatest teacher, greatest support. You are your greatest guide. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. We'll hold this one at the top. Nothing changes in the body. Find ease on the exhale, sigh it out. Drop down, sink down. Now let's notice your body dropping down, making that contact, that line of connection with the surface that you are on. allow your body to be supported. Exhale, find ease, release any tension you may still be holding in body, heart, and mind. Instead of holding yourself up and being the one to do it all by yourself, could you exhale and allow your body to be held? Every single out breath, an opportunity to sink down a little further into these supports. Again, softening through the brow, releasing the jaw, even bringing awareness to your tongue. Invite your tongue to let go, to find ease, releasing any holding here. Maybe you even slightly open the jaw. Really let the tongue rest. Allow tongue to be supported by mouth and jaw. And noticing what form or position your tongue takes right now. And see if there's any room for you to allow it to further soften, further release. And noticing any sensations now in the inside of the mouth. Almost like a drop of water rippling out, creating those small waves, the jaw and the face. Noticing with a sense of curiosity, how does this sensation impact the rest of the body? Move your awareness to your throat, the esophagus, your heart. Awareness floods into both lungs, the quality and sensation of the breath. Perhaps there are other parts of your body calling your attention. Allow yourself to be with what is here. And if it feels right at this point, you could call in the qualities of what you wish to feel in your body. Perhaps this is a sense of being well rested or calm, a sense of health and vitality. Maybe it's a sense of belonging, feeling supported, connected, happy. Whatever you choose, imagine that you are calling these qualities into your body. You might imagine this as a felt sense in the body. Perhaps your favorite color or a feeling. Maybe you're even visualizing something or someone that represents that quality to you. Take some time, really cultivate the one quality or the several qualities. Bring them to life. Bring them to light inside of the body. How do you feel with these qualities? How's your posture? Your expression? Are you alone? Is someone with you? Where are you? And noticing how your body responds to these embodied qualities. There might be a subtle change in temperature, heaviness, lightness. Maybe there's a buzzing or a tingling. See what sensations or feelings or colors, anything that arises when you call in, when you embody, invoke these qualities. Now allow all of this information to inform your Sankalpa, or your intention for today's practice. Bringing your awareness to your heart, see if an intention rises from this place. All out of these qualities that you've called in. Allow your Sankalpa to be simple and in the present tense. Some examples to use today or draw inspiration from if needed. I am at ease. I am open to insight. I have clarity. I am brave. I am here for myself. I love and accept myself. Repeating your unique Sankalpa from the heart 3 times to yourself, from yourself, for yourself now. Now bring your awareness into your right big toe. What do you feel here? Now the right second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel your way through the top of the foot, the right heel, sole, ankle, calf, the right shin, right knee, thigh, right hip, waist. Feel through the right ribs, right side of the chest and lung, the right armpit and shoulder, the right upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, back of hand, palm of hand. Feel into your right pinky finger, ring finger, middle finger, pointer finger, and right thumb. Feel the entire right hand. Now feel into your left big toe, second toe, left third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Feel your way into the left top of foot, heel, bottom of foot, ankle, calf, left shin, knee, thigh, left hip, waist, left ribs, chest and lung, left armpit and shoulder, left upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, back of the left hand, palm of hand, left pinky, ring finger, middle finger, left pointer finger, and thumb. Aware of the entire left hand. Now bring the awareness to the eyebrow center. Down to right eye, left eye, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right jaw, left jaw, upper lip, lower lip, the mouth, chin, forehead, top of head, back of head, the whole face and head, the neck, throat, hollow at the base of the throat. Feel the whole right arm, the whole left arm, the whole torso, the whole right leg, the whole left leg. Feel into the whole body, your whole body. Now I invite you to bring a kind and gentle awareness to the breath, observing it without trying to change it, noticing the breath as it is, allowing it as it is, and noticing the feeling of your breath, where it lands on your skin, the sensations of its journey, the temperatures, the textures, noticing the sounds of your breath. Not trying too hard, just allowing the ears to gently receive any breath sounds available. Maybe even observing any difference of sound between the inhale and the exhale. Even observing any sounds that might be available in the pauses between in-breath and out-breath. Allowing the breath to be as it is. Allowing yourself to be as you are. And gently, kindly move your awareness away from the breath to your whole body once again. Notice how your whole body is. Maybe there's some discomfort or unease. Comfort or ease. Practice allowing it all to be as it is. Allowing this kindness, this warmth, acceptance, and compassion to flow through whole body, whole being. All of you welcome here. Now, gently glide your awareness back to that quality or those qualities that you wish to invoke. Call it back into your body. Imagine how it feels. Noticing any shifts that have happened since the beginning of our practice. And bring the awareness back to yourself as you are, right here and now. Practicing a kind acceptance for what is. And come back to that quality that you're calling in. See if you can hold both at the same time, what is presently here and what you are calling in. Holding both equally in your awareness. Noticing the qualities of both with a sense of kindness, love, and compassion. We will now have some brief, unguided time. I will still be holding you here, but the unguided time with nothing to do. Simply allow yourself to be held and simply be. So be here. In this space, could you bring your awareness back to your Sankalpa, bringing your intention into your heart space, repeating your Sankalpa 3 more times with feeling, faith, trust, kindness, and compassion. And you might start to deepen the breath. Maybe you feel called to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Notice if it's stillness that you want. Maybe some small movements or stretches. Maybe you bring your knees into your chest, roll to side, maybe stay on back. Maybe you find some movement like a gentle rocking, swaying, shimmying, or shuffling. Take your time. It is the most wonderful thing that you took this time for yourself, that you continue to do so. Your rest matters. Your needs matter. Your body, your heart matters. You, dear one, matter. With hands at the heart center, I bow to you. I thank you for practicing today, for showing up for you today. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Be so kind to you.